Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Patriots had 30 points on the board. Tom Brady had 300 yards passing. Yet down the stretch, the Patriots had a few failures on offense that gave the ball back to the Ravens and allowed them to get back into the game. What happened down the stretch as the Pats fell to 1-2 with a loss here at M&T Bank Stadium on Sunday night?
Back to throw. Better pull the trigger in a hurry. He does. Touchdown right over the middle. Julian Edelman.
In six of their first eight possessions on Sunday night, the Patriots offense put points on the board. A thoroughly dominant offensive effort? Maybe not, but three touchdowns and three field goals in just over three quarters against a tough defense on the road and with noise a factor? Not bad at all. We can quibble with the lack of targets for Rob Gronkowski or the heavy first half usage of Julian Edelman, all legitimate topics, but the results were there. Then in the fourth quarter, they weren't. A first down loss of 4 yards by Danny Woodhead set up 2nd and 14 and ultimately a Patriots punt when they were ahead by 9 midway through the final period. The Ravens scored on a Joe Flacco to Torrey Smith touchdown to pull within 2. Next series, Tom Brady was sacked on 2nd down to stall a promising, clock-killing drive, handing the ball back to the home team again at the 2-minute warning. The Pats defense didn't come through as the game clock ticked toward 0 and the actual clock ticked toward midnight, and the Pats were lamenting what might have been.
I mean, everything was just all about us. You know, it wasn't nothing that they was doing. They did a great job of going out and executing plays. This is all about us. You know, miss block here, miss wheel, route wasn't deep enough. That stuff is on us.
2-minute was good before the end of the half. You know, 4-minute, we got a chance to win it. And just don't play well when we need to. I mean, certainly, you know, we got to play our best when it means the most, and we got to start winning close games.
Well, the Pats have a 2-game losing streak, and they have to rebound very quickly as they enter their first division game of the year this Sunday against Buffalo. It should be an interesting week as the Pats head into that game. That's going to wrap it up for now. From Baltimore, we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.